star formation triggered by the expanding bubble S111, by Bhaswati Mukherjee. This paper investigates the impact of radiative and mechanical feedback from O-type stars on their parent molecular clouds and the triggering of formation of future generation of stars. We study the infrared bubble S111 created by the embedded massive stellar cluster G316.80 to 0.05. A significant fraction of gas and shells created due to the compression of the ambient medium by expanding bubbles is photodissociated by the stellar radiation. The kinematics of the shells are thus best studied using spectroscopic observations of singly ionized carbon, the most dominant species. We have used the velocity-resolved maps of the squared P3 halves right-pointing arrow squared P1 half transition of C2 at 158 micron, the J equals 2 to 1 transition of 13CO and C180, and the J equals 1 to 0 transition of HCO carat plus to study the rim of the bubble S111 that partly coincides with the southern part of the infrared dark ridge G316.75. The C2 spectra conclusively show evidence of a shell expanding with a moderate velocity of 7 km per second, which amounts to a kinetic energy that is 0.5 to 40 times the thermal energy of the H2 region. The pressure causing the expansion of the H2 region arises mainly from the hydrogen ionization and the dust-processed radiation. Among the far-infrared sources located in the compressed shells, we find the core G316.7799 to 0.0942 to show broad spectral features consistent with outflow activity and conclude that it is a site of active star formation. Based on the age of the H2 region, we conclude that this expanding H2 region is responsible for the triggering of the current star formation activity in the region. This was Star Formation Triggered by the Expanding Bubble S111, by Bhaswati Mukherjee.